They're looking for either single or double bedrooms. The compensation of St. Joseph's means that there have to be a small extension. And if we don't see plans to build a small extension, we know then for certain that all it is a temporary arrangement. So that is the purpose of the march. That is the purpose of the ongoing three-year campaign, which I initiated myself 3 years ago. And it's something that will become an election issue during these council and European elections.
In terms of your statement, you've referred to the secrecy that's surrounding the future of St. Joseph's. Is that secrecy at HSC level? Is that secrecy at government level? Where does the main action need to be taken to actually break through that secrecy, as far as you're concerned?
It's a lot more than just secrecy. There's lies being told here. Every other month, we've been told something different. It's been pointed out by Father John Joe. And the secrecy is a matter that even between staff, management, the government, ministers, and our Oireachtas, our senior Oireachtas members, the Dáil itself has been lied to. Everybody has been lied to. And it does wonder what has gone on behind, you know, this whole scene about public nursing, home help, St. Joseph's, all of us. People are asking now, what is the policy out there? Because you can't get into the general hospital. You can't get out of the general hospital. You can't get in to local public nursing homes. And there's also a serious cutback in home helpers. So we're just asking, what is going on? Nobody knows. But what our campaign here is about St. Joseph's Hospital in particular. We very much support the Lifford Hospital and the other hospitals in the county. And this is about St. Joseph's. But it's a whole secrecy. The lies, the false announcements of money, and this campaign now has taken to the street, and it will take now to the ballot boxes the next time.
There have been suggestions that this ultimately is feeding into what's been described as a privatisation agenda, and that the government's long-term aim is to move care of this nature into the private sector. Is that something you share?
Yeah, well, it is. It's the uncertain. We don't know what the plan is. We don't know who's supposed to build these replacement hospitals. We don't know who's going to manage them. That seems to be very much a trend in the country at the moment. Like, so until we don't know, we fear the worst. We have nothing to kind of cling to. There is no hope in the community. The only hope is that the people themselves are taken to the street. We're showing our determination to try, and we've asked our Oireachtas members again on Saturday to find out what has gone on, to cut through the secrecy. That's why the Oireachtas members are there. We were promised the Radigan report and we haven't got it. We're also promised a plan. We're also promised better communications between the committee. We've had absolutely none